Free Talk Live. We're launched into hour number two of the program. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Staples CAI toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. That again, freetalklive.com. We will start things out, and we'll get to the McCain thing. He's apparently a really tough guy, you know, former soldier, really tough, was POW. I mean, he's a hardcore man, and he's taken on a woman in a wheelchair. We'll get to that. But first, we go to the phones to Paula in Florida. Paula, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello. Paula.
The Democrats just came out and said no more money's going to the war. They're bringing our soldiers home.
Yeah, sure they are. Paula, didn't you call about that last week?
No, this just came across C-SPAN.
Uh-huh.
Wesley from Texas was on, and she said, no more money's going to that since we're bringing our soldiers home.
But sure they are.
How can they do that? I mean,
they don't have total control. They got control to do it.
No, they don't. They don't have two-thirds to handle any vetoes.
There's a lot of representatives on the other side of the aisle that's going with them.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. There's some GOP guys are signing on to give a timeline for when we're going to pull out the troops, but it's going to be right at the end of Bush's tenure.
Give a timeline. They just said no more money's going for it.
Okay,
and
Paul.
They said they're bringing them home.
All right. I don't know
bringing them home.
They
just voted on a resolution for funding a while ago. There isn't any resolution that's being voted
on now.
This
just happened.
Maybe, Paula, you're watching the C-SPAN in the future. Maybe she's watching
broadcast
from 5 years from now.
Paula, I got to tell you.
I'm going to let you know what they said, okay?
All right.
Thank you. Okay, Paula, toodles. 800-259-9231. She called last week to say
that. She said the same thing 2 weeks ago when I was here.
Yeah, okay, there you go.
Yeah. Exactly.
So yeah, I hope they do come home, but I just don't think.
Sorry to sound skeptical, Paula, but last time you called, there was really no real movement regarding Iraq, and this time, I'm aware of what was on the agenda today. And there's not going to be any real movement on Iraq either. So.
I think Paula is subject to some wishful thinking. I think she hears things come off her TV screen that she just sort of misinterprets. She gets a little bit too excited too fast by what these politicians say.
I have to tell you, one of the things that I noticed, Ian, about Iraq just briefly, is Hillary Clinton was on two different programs a week ago on with George Snuffleupagus and on with Tim Russert. On Russert's show, he directly asked her, would you defund the war? And she said, yes, I will defund the war. I will vote immediately to cut off funds. And he explicitly said, when you get the chance, you will vote to cut off funds. Yes. Then she's on with George Snuffleupagus. Mm-hmm. And Snuffy says, will you take the troops out immediately? And she says, oh, no, we can't do that. We can't do that. And then later in the debate, she said, well, we can't do that. We can't get them out immediately. They could be there for years because there's a long drawdown process. It would be unsafe to take them all out at once, blah, blah, blah. I don't know the details about it. The majors and generals and all those guys know it. So interestingly enough, so in other words, she is in favor, apparently. I don't see how you can make these two, you can reconcile these two things.
Sure.
She's in favor of not funding the soldiers while they're there because she is keeping them there.
It's very confusing.
It's interesting.
Doesn't make any damn sense.
It really points out
there isn't a long drawdown process. It's put the troops on the first thing smoking out of there, just like they did in Vietnam. I realize there's all kinds of terrible pictures about that day that we lost Vietnam or whatever it is, but
it should take a few weeks at most, I would think, right?
It can't be that difficult.
Yeah. But really, that what you say there, Gardner, about politicians saying one thing and then saying another thing, hours, if not days later, really goes I want to suggest to Paula that she take these guys with a serious grain of salt. Just because a politician gets up on C-SPAN and says, that's it, we've had it, we're going to defund this war effort, it doesn't really mean that anything's happening.
Yeah, and I'm sure Paula's watching this stuff very closely as well, so I don't want to be fully critical of Paula in any way. From what I saw when I was doing my show today, there wasn't anything on the agenda about defunding Iraq in any monumental way. So,
I'll believe it when they're loading up the C-130.
Right. In fact, what's taking charge right now are domestic issues. In fact, there was a big piece from the Washington Post about that. But, if you want to use that to line your birdcage.
Is the war on drugs a domestic issue?
Oh, very, very important, Ian.
Let's
Absolutely.
Talk about that one.
Oh, yes.
Because apparently John McCain, and I don't normally like talking about politicians, but when they do something totally asinine, then it's worth mentioning. John McCain was at some forum here in New Hampshire, I believe. And was accosted by a woman in a wheelchair.
Oh, man.
Poor guy.
Unbelievable. Check this out. Here it is. Nick Gillespie writes about this over at the Reason Magazine blog, posted October 1st. And blah, blah, blah. Says here, Senator John McCain is both pushing to take his no surrender tour. Here it is. In a 90-minute town hall meeting in Derry, New Hampshire, McCain challenged a woman in a wheelchair who said she needed medical marijuana to withstand the pain of her ailments. Quote, "Every town hall meeting I have, someone shows up and advocates for medical marijuana.
I wonder why."
I know. Because it's a popular idea.
I wish they'd stop talking about it.
Every time I show up someplace, somebody wants to be freer. Well, screw you, you know.
Yeah.
So somebody comes and advocates for medical marijuana. And by the way, in all due respect, he said, they allege that we are arresting the dead and dying. And I have seen, I still have not seen any evidence of that, McCain told his questioner.
No, I'm looking.
Yeah,
People are getting 800, we just talked about
this. He sounds like somebody who's not interested in hearing the truth.
Obviously not. Over 830,000 Americans were arrested for marijuana possession crimes.
Oh, yeah.
Last year, actually, 700,000+ of them were for simple possession. Some of the others were for dealing.
My mom's former husband, Jack Markley. Dying of cancer out in California. He was real big in the 60s movement and stuff like that. Hung out a lot with the dead and people like that. Timothy Leary, he was dying of cancer, wanted to raise pot on his land. They were going to seize his entire place and throw him in jail. Quaint.
Yeah.
So, John McCain, that's really great. They also had an interesting reminder. They said that, just in case you forgot, Newt Gingrich also advocated the death penalty for drug dealers. And, of course, Newt was talking about whether he was going to run or not run. So, you know, these guys in the Republican
side. So that was it?
He
just shouted her down and, you know, moved on?
Yeah, I guess so. You know, I mean, it's amazing because, again, these guys are the ones who are supposedly conservative and in favor of states' rights.
You know what? I hope that the next time, and this does, as he pointed out, this has happened before, and it will happen again.
Yeah.
People will continue to bird dog, as they call it. They'll get in there to these forums, and they'll ask questions that he doesn't want to hear asked. And I just hope next time that this woman, if she gets a chance to maybe encounter John McCain again and ask that question again or something, or encounter any other politician, because a lot of them love using that excuse. Well, we're not arresting. What do you mean? There are no medical patients being arrested in America. Well, then I hope she pulls out a joint
exactly
at that moment and lights it up. Oh, yeah? Okay. Well, I'm just going to take some of my medicine right now.
And she could say, anybody else sick?
Yeah,
and have a bag. You know, that would be perfect.
Wouldn't it be?
That is exactly the kind of thing somebody should do. Somebody who is a cancer patient, just stand there and be ready. Just walk up there and ask a question like that and say, oh, okay, let's see what happens to me. I got a bag right here.
You know, some people say that sort of an approach is too radical, is something that shouldn't be done, that it's sort of an in-your-face pro-marijuana legalization movement like that.
Yeah.
It's just going to make us look like a bunch of drug addicts, those of us who have used marijuana. It's going to make us look, you know, radical and make us look bad. And I just, you know, I'm to the point where I could care less what people think about that. I think that it would be incredibly effective to have marijuana smokers from all walks of life, not just the dreadlocked hippie types. Not this. I don't want just stereotypical marijuana smokers. I want the doctors, the nurses, the lawyers. I want the taxi cab drivers. I want everybody who smokes marijuana recreationally, not just medicinal patients. I mean, they're important too.
Sure.
But I think that we should really have some sort of a national, if not New Hampshire-based day where people go up to the state house steps or their local government buildings or whatever and have a smoke-in, if you will. Not necessarily indoors, but a smoke-out outside of whatever offices of government there are around to do this at. Call the media. Have the media there to record this thing and show the world that marijuana smokers are responsible individuals who live normal lives.
Yeah.
And that this is an insane war on drugs and it needs to end. Why is that such a bad idea?
I don't know. When it comes to marijuana, they can give out, you know, they can arrest without taking you in. So they can just, you know, give you a court date and tell you to show up and then give you a fine and all kinds of stuff. You know, fines are easy to give out and people pay them.
Well, people need to stop paying them.
Okay.
People need to stop paying attention to John McCain, despite the fact that he was a hero in Vietnam.
Well, we'll see how he did with his fundraising numbers, because the third quarter fundraising thing is over, and Ron Paul's been kicking butt at that. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
This is a market alert from Midas Resources. Since August 9th, the Fed has created and injected $200 billion into the financial markets to keep them afloat, ignoring the hyperinflationary hangover that is the sure result. Data released by the New York Federal Reserve shows that foreign central banks have cut their stash of U.S. Treasuries by $48 billion since late July, with falls of $32 billion in the last 2 weeks alone. Could China be quietly dumping the dollar? The quality of your life depends on the quality of your currency, and the quality of the dollar is poor because the quantity is so high. Printing money out of thin air has disastrous results, victimizing middle-class citizens and discouraging savings. If you have been considering precious metals as a hedge against inflation, you need to act now. Procrastination is the mother of lost opportunities. Call me, Tom Andrew, at 1-800-606-1294. That's 1-800-606-1294.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Honeybees are now mysteriously vanishing at an astonishing pace across the entire country. Why is this urgent message about honeybees so desperately important? The answer is easy. You see, honeybees produce a unique compound, fed only to the queen, that makes her live 6 times longer than other bees in the hive. Some researchers now believe the compound may have miraculous effects on humans as well. The compound is called Royal Jelly, and is now available in an all-new, ultra-purified form called Jellicene Gold. The product has been designed for purity conscious Americans who are concerned about contaminated royal jelly entering the U.S. from Asia. Solutions from Science is the only company authorized to sell Jellicene Gold in the U.S. They believe it to be the purest, most potent, and safest form of royal jelly in the world. GCN listeners can now purchase this product wholesale on the Solutions website without paying anything today. Visit the Safer Jelly website right now. That's SaferJelly.com. SaferJelly.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
I need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly.
Haven't you heard about Carex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Carex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Carex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich, moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Card Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calyx for my heels.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. The features on the site are for free, so enjoy those on us. That again, FreeTalkLive.com. There are bulletin board system posts there. Lots of them, over a quarter of a million, and we give them all away. Go to bbs.freetalklive.com to get interactive there. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org. So I guess we'd finished up talking about the war on drugs and all of that stuff. I think we should move in a slightly different direction and talk about freedom. Elaine Brown, name ring a bell?
Yes.
She is the wife of Ed Brown, mm-hmm. Ed and Elaine. Both were convicted in federal court of some tax-dodging allegations, charges. And now the federal government would like to put this nice old couple, who's in their early 60s, in a jail cell for something like 5 years.
Teach them a lesson.
And they don't really want to go. You know, they never really harmed anybody. They just decided they knew how to spend their money best. They didn't want to support the federal government anymore, so they decided to keep the money they earned and made their own decisions for their own life. Now the feds want to put him in jail, and Ed and Elaine have told the feds, look, we're not harming anybody. We're out here in our house in Plainfield. If you want to try to come and get us, we're going to shoot you. And that's where the standoff lies today.
Yeah.
They've been in their home for months now. The feds have been doing everything they can think of beyond an actual armed raid. The feds are awfully frightened of doing that after Waco and after Ruby Ridge. Right. And, of course,
now with the Internet, things are entirely different.
Right. And now with the Internet, everybody's aware of Ed and Elaine Brown, whereas 20 years ago they would have just done the raid and it'd been over with. But, you know, they've cut off their power. They've cut off their Internet. They've cut off their water. They're trying to flush them out. They're trying to get them to come out from their home. They're not doing it. They're not going anywhere. They want to live free. And Ed Brown is a bit of a crackpot. Let's be honest. Bit of a crack. Kooky
nervous
guy.
Kind of guy.
He's but you know what? He hasn't done anything wrong. He hasn't actually harmed.
He hasn't hurt anybody.
Right.
Right. So it doesn't matter to me what his belief system is, if he believes in the Illuminati, the Masons, or whatever the heck it is that he believes in.
Right. You know, the fact is, I don't believe in a lot of people's kooky little schemes. For instance, I don't believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins. I don't think, however, that you should go to jail for that, for believing that weird stuff.
Right. So I just point out Ed as just to contrast him versus his wife, Elaine. She's far more sensible, very reasonable lady, very sweet, sweet lady. You met her in person, Mark.
She's really nice.
And Gardner, I don't think you've had a chance to meet her.
No, I've only spoken with Ed on the phone.
Right. Yeah. And if you spoken
How'd that go
with
for you?
Well, it was over the radio, and we had to be very close to our drop button because, again, and I've mentioned it here before, here's a guy who is philosophically in line with him about the ethics of taxation, the forced seizure of your wealth, and the anger that people feel when you do not provide, when you lack the provision of some positive thing for somebody else. It's his own choice. I don't have anything against him, but he was, like, real nervous with me on the air, and it was very difficult.
Right. So that's why I want to read what Elaine has to say, because she's really a great writer. We read an article from her a few weeks ago on the program, and now she's released another one. And by the way, you might ask yourself, well, how is Elaine doing this? How is she, if she doesn't have Internet access, how is she getting this information out? Somehow she's getting mail out of her home. I don't know how she's doing it, but she's sending letters to Kat Canning at the Keene Free Press.
Wow. Okay.
So the Keene Free Press is getting exclusives on these, and that's where I'm reading this from, keenefreepress.com. It's called Quest for Freedom. Elaine asks, where do we stand today in our country in the matter of freedom? Do we even know what freedom is today? The founders of our country knew, but it took them a couple of years to realize it. After escaping from Britain and the rules of the king, it took those brave pilgrims some time to fully realize and to be able to appreciate the fact that they had no one to whom to answer to, save their own conscience and common law, that is, common sense. What joy to know this kind of liberty. Which
right, there weren't a bunch of cops, there weren't a bunch of redcoats, no one was over here keeping us safe.
Mm-hmm. She says, what joy to know this kind of liberty, which they had never before experienced. They could now conduct themselves as freely as they wished, as long as they honored their contracts and did no harm to another.
Except for killing the Redskins.
This is the total of common law.
And Redskins.
Oh, yeah, Redskins. Sorry, yeah, you were right on the spot.
Well, I don't know if all Americans were out killing Indians. It's certainly not fair to say.
Nah, probably not all of them.
This is the total of common law. This is the law by which the people, the sovereigns of this country, are to abide. The law we were intended to obey. How ludicrous to think that our fathers, founding fathers, would leave the tyranny of the king only to implement a tyranny of a strong central government. As Mel Gibson's character in The Patriot asked, quote, why would I trade one tyrant 3,000 miles away for 3,000 tyrants 1 mile away? My thanks and appreciation to Robert Hart and his enlightening book, Citizen Slave, Understanding the American Sovereign Spirit, for reminding me of one crucial fact. The Constitution was written not only to guarantee our God-given rights by the Bill of Rights, but also to give the guidance of the federal government to conduct, for the federal government to conduct itself. All laws, statutes, policies, etc. apply only to them. None apply to you and me, private people. The Constitution is meant to tie down the government from mischief. And I think a lot of people misunderstand that, and it really is an important, if not critical, point. The Constitution is a set of rules as to how the government and the people calling themselves government are to operate in this country. Okay. It is not a set of restrictions on what you can and cannot do. There aren't any prohibitions on behavior in the Constitution.
That's a great point.
There are prohibitions on what the federal government can and can't do,
right,
but not
their behavior.
She says, Title 28 in the U.S. Code defines the United States as a federal corporation. If you are not part of that corporation, i.e., you don't have any contract to do business with it, you aren't employed by it, and you aren't accepting any benefits from it, then by the right of association clause of the First Amendment, you aren't required to obey any of its dictums. It has no jurisdiction over you. And this is where we've all gone astray. We've been made to believe through fraud and trickery that everything Congress dictates applies to us, when in reality it only applies to themselves and their consenting corporations, which are a creation of the state. So Nike Corporation, it used to be just a regular business. At some point, the people that owned that business decided they wanted to get into this corporation thing, and they filled out whatever paperwork they needed to fill out, paid whatever fees they needed to pay, and then the government came down and granted them this corporate status, which insulates them from liability, for instance, amongst other things. And so by becoming a corporation, they essentially become an arm of the government, or they've contracted it specifically,
right. Mm-hmm.
Explicitly, with the government to do certain things. You and I, we never did that. Unless you did, in which case, well, then you are under contract with them. But I personally haven't. Gardner, I don't know about you.
No.
Mark,
I've incorporated some businesses in the past.
I see. Okay. Well,
some people assume that if you accept the Social Security number, which of course is forced on you at birth, then you are part of the corporation.
That is what some people say, and it may or may not
be kind of like saying a slave accepts a brand when they're held down and given it.
Yeah. Same thing. Exactly. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, that's accepting. Yeah. No.
Right. So, yeah, I don't accept the ties to government. I'm not interested in any of their services. And if I don't want to cash in on any of these federal government services that are out there, then how on earth could I be obligated, be responsible to pay for them? That's what she's talking about here. And she goes on. She talks more, a little bit more about corporations and freedom and standing up for liberty, and it's pretty inspirational. We'll continue her story. 800-259-9231. Take your calls about whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Looking for a new cooling system? Enjoy comfort this summer season with a new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-241-0746 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient system can keep your family comfortable year-round and may help you save money on high energy costs. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 9/30/07. Subject to applicant credit worthiness. Installation provided by Sears authorized licensed contractors. Licensing information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending on your home and climate. Call now for your new cooling system from Sears and ask about our special financing terms. Call 1-800-241-0746. That's 1-800-241-0746.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is George Whitehurst Berry with the Genesis Communications Network. Welcome to our new program, Crash. Are you ready? In the coming weeks, we will focus on alternative economics as well as alternative health and survival topics. We are now in the largest debt bubble in U.S. history. A subset of the debt bubble is the real estate bubble, and I believe we are in the beginning stages of what could be the biggest real estate crash in our nation's history. For crash updates, visit our website at HearOnOnline.com. That's HearOnline.com. HearItOnline.com. That's HearItOnline.com.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowedgesacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, "I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle." Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the Sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the Sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains. Call 1-800-737-9295 for a free brochure or visit the website at sacrowedgie.com. sacrowedgy.com. That's sacrowedgy.com. Or call 1-800-737-9295 today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 800-259-9231. SACL's CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site for free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies who sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show are on the Shrine. And you can see what I mean by going to shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. You want to pay higher prices for goods and services?
Yeah!
Oh, come on. Nobody does. Well, you do every time someone doesn't pay their bills. And that's one of the many compelling reasons that SACL CAI has been at the cornerstone of collections for more than 50 years. Before you pay higher prices, think whether the business, be it a bank, hospital, retail store, utility, could use some help with their collections to contain costs so they're not passed on to you. Tell them to call the dedicated collections experts at SACL CAI for a no-cost, no-obligation proposal. SACL CAI, see their banner right at the top of freetalklive.com.
Good folks.
Yeah, 800-259-9231, that's our number. By the way, Gardner, you've got some sort of a book deal going on. Why don't you tell our listeners about that? Because I know a lot of them like to read.
It was pretty neat, Ian, because I went and picked up the mail from, of course, the great government United States Postal Service. Too bad Lysander Spooner couldn't have broken that monopoly.
He tried,
and they put him out of business. And so I got two packages, and one was the proof of the book that I've got coming out on my own articles and stuff like that. But there's a company called Smart Pop Books, and they produce books of collected essays, critical essays by various writers in certain positions in the media, about certain cultural phenomenon. They have a book on Lost. They have a book on the Gilmore Girls, one on the psychology of Harry Potter. There's all sorts of neat things. And so
a little bit more, a little deeper than your average pop culture might
look
at something.
Exactly. So I'm in a book that was just released just a few days ago. In fact, this week is the official release date, and I got them in a couple copies in the mail last week on Wednesday. And it is called Serenity Found, and it's about Joss Whedon's series, Firefly, and the subsequent movie, Serenity. And I got to write an article about all of the libertarian themes in Firefly and Serenity. It's great.
Cool.
I get to mention the Free State Project, and Nathan Fillion, who starred as Mal Reynolds in the show, he has an essay right before mine. Orson Scott Card, who wrote Ender's Game, he's in there. And I'm in there, and I'm like, wow, this is great. So it's called Serenity Found, and we have it linked if you go to libertyconspiracy.com.
Right.
And thank you so much for letting me mention it. It's just go to
so
Liberty
can pre-order it?
There's a link. They can order it. And yep, and it should be in bookstores. Barnes & Noble and Borders should be getting their copies now.
Is it going to be Amazon?
It'll be on Amazon as well.
So now
they can go through your site.
So they can.
Yeah.
They can go to amazon.freetalklive.com and punch up, what's it called again, Serenity?
It's called Serenity Found.
Cool. I still have yet to see that movie. I haven't seen it yet, and libertarians just rave about it.
Yeah.
So.
And you know what's funny about that is I had never seen the series because it was canceled by Fox.
Right.
And so
good TV shows are.
Right. And all these Free Staters said, oh, you got to go see this movie. They called me on my show. They're like, oh, the movie's coming out. We're all going to have a big party. So I went to Representative's place, Joel Winters, and he and they were having pizza and showing episodes and things. But I never got into the living room because I ended up talking with all these people who were talking about my show and different subjects. And I never made it into the other room, really, to watch the episodes.
Mm-hmm.
I had never seen an episode. So I go to see the movie, and I loved it. I didn't know anything about the show, and it was still great.
Cool. Yeah. I will definitely. It's on my list of movies to see.
Yeah.
Anyway, we were talking about Elaine Brown. She's the wife of Ed Brown, so-called tax evader. She's talking about freedom. She's talking about the quest for liberty. And she points out that corporations, the United States is defined as a corporation according to Title 28 USC. And she says as long as you aren't part of that corporation and that you don't have a contract with it, you haven't gone and created your own corporation, which is also a contract with the U.S. government. Therefore, if you don't have an explicit agreement, you aren't required to obey any of its laws. But she points out that we've been tricked into believing that we do. And it's understandable considering it's the government that has been educating us for decades. We've got generations of people in this country now that have been, you know, a generation of people raising another generation of people, all been educated by the government. So it's understandable that we've fallen into this trap of believing that they have some sort of authority over us. She goes on, she says, of course, one can always volunteer to join the corporation, and by doing so, enjoy the privileges bestowed by it, keeping in mind that for every privilege one accepts, one gives up a right. Freedom isn't for everyone. Some people want to be taken care of, and that's okay. We all have different desires, limits, and abilities. It's for none of us to judge those who choose a different path. But for those of us who choose freedom, we have not chosen the easy road. Freedom's hard work, and it is work. It's constant vigilance. It means taking care of yourself and yours, of accepting responsibility for your actions and non-actions, of being aware and considerate of those around you so as to do them no harm. Ed and I have said enough, and even though we're currently unable to leave our home without risking being unlawfully assaulted by the federales, we are now more free than we've ever been, as we've boycotted any and all government claims on us. At the same time, the government has unlawfully attacked us by terminating our electricity, internet access, television satellite, telephone, and mail. The federal marshals keep all mail that's sent to us. The federal marshals have said they know that we've broken no laws, but they'll come against us when ordered to. And that makes them mercenaries, not law enforcement officers. On the local level, even though the law states that the police and the sheriff are duty-bound to protect us from foreign assault, Sullivan County Sheriff Michael Prozzo and the other Plainfield Select Board members have all stated they will not protect us. I include this personal account only to make the point of the dangers of a strong central government. Remember, injustice to one is injustice to all. And what will you do when they're at your door? And by the way, the couple here, Ed and Elaine, when they originally started their when they were originally holing up in their house, they pointed out at that time that they continued to pay their property taxes, that they had always paid their property taxes. It's just the federal government was the government that they weren't paying. And then the local government decided to be complicit with the federal government and help the feds try to capture Edna Lane. And it was at that point that Edna Lane said, well, okay, we're paying you for your protection services, and you've now come out and stated that you don't want to protect us. Right. So, you know what? Screw your property taxes, too.
Mm.
And so now they've decided to not pay
them. Apparently, they don't care that much about the property taxes. They have enough money that they can just go ahead and run roughshod over all their citizens.
She says, our country's gone astray, my friends, and it needs to be put right. It's time for a third Continental Congress. We're ordered by the Declaration of Independence and the New Hampshire Constitution, Article 15, the right of revolution, which, by the way, New Hampshire is one of, I think, two states. I'm not sure on the number, but very, very, very few states actually have the right of revolution enshrined in their state constitutions.
I don't know how much good that does you. I mean, it's not like the federal government signed on to that right.
Well, it just simply points out that New Hampshire found that so important. The people that founded New Hampshire thought that was such an important concept that they put it in their constitution.
Mm.
So she says, so we should throw out the old and put in the new when the government, wherever the government no longer serves the needs of the people. We're on dangerous ground with an ever-increasing central government that infringes on states' rights and our rights. When will we stand together and say enough? When will you stand? When the critical mass point is reached, when enough Americans take the stand, we and thousands of Americans like us will be able to walk in that freedom. That's Elaine Brown.
That's a great essay.
It was really good.
She is amazing. Yeah. She's a great writer. And the federal government wants to put this lady in a jail cell. She is one of the few people in this country with the courage to not only not pay taxes, federal taxes, but also stand up and fight and stand by her convictions when, indeed, the federal government finally jumped down her throat, when they went after her for it. And she really is a brave lady. She's just an incredible inspiration. And I hope that her essays and what they're doing there really do inspire more people to make the stand. But it's better if you make the stand here in New Hampshire, in my opinion, because here is where the activists are coming to. This is where the Second American Revolution is already begun. Now, the statists, they don't realize it yet. See, they haven't quite figured it out. They've already lost, but they haven't figured it out yet. And so all it's really a matter of time now. We just need to get a matter of people and time. We need people to move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project and get active in the ways that they think are best. If you aren't ready to not pay taxes, then don't. Mark, you're not in that camp yet.
No.
You aren't interested in stepping out on that boat, and that's okay. There are certain things that you can do to help advance liberty.
Run
in
for
our
office
time.
Is a huge thing that somebody can do that
absolutely.
In liberty.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's something that we're doing here in Keene, New Hampshire. They're doing it across the state. It's really getting exciting here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. More on the way. You can take control. 800-259-9231. Whether you want to talk about taxes or whatever's on your mind, this is Free Talk Live.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp, this God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powder, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608.
Hi, my name's Don Wiskin, and for over 7 years I've been telling people about Cartabite. Here's Dr. John Matson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartabite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartabite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that the yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control. Get relief. Get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. Signal CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
Vanguard.
And Mark. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. You like the show? You want to help support Free Talk Live? Then go shopping with us at store.freetalklive.com. Everything from Free Talk Live branded merchandise to stuff that doesn't even have our logo on it, including we've got stuff like Free Talk Live t-shirts, hats, Free Talk Live hoodies. I was wearing a Free Talk Live hoodie around town today, as a matter of fact.
Were you mobbed by throngs of people?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. It's a good thing, because I'm on the radio, so nobody knows what I look like.
It's a good thing for them, too.
Yeah. Head over to store.freetalklive.com and place your order. Great way to get some free, not free, but the bumper stickers are free. Great way to get some Free Talk Live swag and help the show all at the same time. So we've talked a lot on this program about intellectual property over the years.
Oh, good.
And different ways for business to happen in regards to music and movies and intellectual property that's becoming more and more difficult for the government to control as the Internet becomes more and more part of our lives, and it becomes easier and easier to transfer files online via torrent, via file sharing services and that sort of thing. I mean,
it's not going to get harder.
Right. We've already pointed out that the paradigm is starting to shift. These companies, the RIAA and the record labels and the Hollywoods, you know, they need to get with the times. They need to understand that people are going to share their products whether or not they like it. They can rattle the sabers all they want to and, you know, send warning letters to people and be very scary, but it's not going to stop people. You know, look at the download counts on some of these online services.
And you know what's interesting? That's the practical side of the principle of the thing, which is if you believe in freedom, if you believe in private contract, then government copyright and patent laws are not consistent with the idea of private contract. The government shouldn't be telling people under what circumstances they are to buy something or own something or do anything with a product that they happen to buy or create. The government shouldn't be there to say, well, someone else created a product similar to yours, mm-hmm. so you can't release it. We gave them a patent.
It's monopoly privilege,
absolutely.
And it's an awful idea. And it always, more often than not, it usually is enforced in favor of those who have the most resources, like these lawyer groups, mm-hmm. these patent attorneys,
yeah.
these companies that just hold on to patents simply so they can milk other companies when they come
right.
along and try to actually utilize these ideas and institute these technologies to better our lives. There's all kinds of things we could talk about on how bad the government system is. But what I think is interesting is looking at some of the future solutions to distributing entertainment content. Because when I get on the air and I advocate ending intellectual property, the concept of government monopoly privilege with regards to copyright and patent and so on and so forth, people inevitably will call in or think in their minds, well, what about the artists? What about the musicians?
Great thought.
What about the movie makers? How will they profit? Well, first of all, that's up to them to figure out.
Right.
And Radiohead, a relatively popular mainstream band, has decided to give it a go. Give it a go meaning to distribute their record, their new record, in a way that, well, hasn't really been done that much. Not in the world of mainstream music. It's been done by more internet artists that nobody knows.
Right.
So this is kind of revolutionary in that it's being done by a mainstream artist. According to telegraph.co.uk, Radiohead, the internationally renowned band, has taken the unusual step of telling fans that they can pay as much or as little as they would like for the band's new album called In Rainbows. In a break from industry tradition, the UK band famous for hits including Creep, Paranoid Android, and Karma Police has told fans that it's up to you what they pay to digitally download the album. Mm. This isn't the first time that an artist has opted to charge nothing for its album, but the move is significant because Radiohead remains one of the biggest bands in the world. Radiohead is free to sell its album directly from its official website because it's no longer tied to a record label.
Awesome. Wow.
So far, the album is only available to pre-order from the website, where it will be available to download on release on October 10th. While loyal fans are likely to want to pay the band something, customers could opt to pay as little as 45, they give P, I suppose that means pounds?
45?
Pence? Pence.
Yeah.
That's got to be what it is. 45 pence, which is the credit card handling fee. The album is also available separately as part of a 40-pound box set, which includes the album on CD, two vinyl records, and a CD with additional songs, photos, artwork, and lyrics. And, you know, the fact is, some people are always going to want to have that product they can hold in their hands. It sure is convenient to get MP3 downloads, and, you know, a lot of people have their MP3 players that they're going to want those things for. But there are those fanatics, the people that really love the band, that understand that if they don't buy the albums, then Radiohead just might decide to throw in the towel and
plus
never
they just
want to
possess it. Well, you know, right. One of the interesting things is, I think I'm going to mention to you guys, I'm friends with a guy from Canada named Danko Jones. He's mm-hmm. from Toronto. He's a great, unbelievable, really, really testosterone-fueled garage punk guy. He is huge over in Europe, open for the Rolling Stones. Everybody knows him in Sweden. He's connected with all these garage punk bands from Stockholm. He's an amazing guy. He is totally in favor of downloading. And we had a conversation a few years ago. I said, look, the way I see this going, Danko, is right now the way downloading works, it seems to me that the music that is going to be produced will be, and this is sort of before the iPod had come around, and now there are all sorts of alternative ways for people to be able to download music through different websites. Mm-hmm. Spiral Frog now allows you to download for free as long as you see and you know frequent their advertisers, and they pay money to ASCAP and BMI, and those people who get the downloads will get money for however many downloads they get. But I was saying, you know, the music itself, the actual CD that you listen to, which is going to go by the wayside, the MP3s, are going to seem to be almost like promotional items for tours. And the bands yes. will make most of their money on the tours or find other ways on the internet to make their money. And they won't have to pay, they won't have to give up all their sovereignty to the record companies.
Well,
anymore.
Not to mention that the profit is going to be go entirely to the band. If somebody decides, I'll pay $10 for this new album that they're releasing or whatever term they use.
They'll get all 10 after the credit card
fee. How do they describe that? It's not a CD, it's not an album.
They still call it an album, I think.
They call it an album? Yeah. Okay. I'll pay $10 for this new album. Well, how much went to the band back then?
A buck?
Maybe.
Right. Yeah.
50 cents.
Right, because a chunk goes to the record company, a chunk goes to the retailer, and whoever's wholesaler, whoever the in-between person is.
Yeah, it's likely there was a distributor between the record company and the retailer.
Yeah, there are. I don't remember the names of them, but when I was working at Kmart, there were definitely a distributor there.
There are in many companies, and they're set up around the United States so that... That they distribute it,
sure.
Right?
So it's actually putting more money into the artist's pocket, this sort of way of directly connecting an artist to a listener. And so here's Radiohead saying, pay what you think it's worth, which is really just a brilliant way to approach things. Because how many times have you gone out and bought an album, you heard a single on the radio, and you go out and buy an album, and you think, okay, great, love that single, and then the whole album's crap, except for the single and maybe one other song.
Yeah, absolutely right.
And then you feel like, oh, my God, I just threw $18 down a hole. I can't take this thing back. It's a terrible album. And you know what? I'm never going to buy that band's album again. And, that could do a lot of damage as well. Whereas Radiohead's saying, here, we'll give you our album. You tell us how much you think it's worth. Pretty cool. It's very similar to what we're doing here on Free Talk
Live. I think
Live.
It's a good idea.
Very similar to what we're doing on this show, where we give away this radio show on our website at freetalklive.com, and then we ask our listeners to join the AMP program if they like the show, if they want to support Free Talk Live. They can do it for as little as $3 a month, and the reason it's not lower than that amount is because, PayPal takes a 30-cent chunk, and if it were any less than that, we really wouldn't get much of it. But $3 a month or more. Some people think it's worth more, so they pony up 10. Or 25. It's up to you. You decide. Anyway, it's Radiohead's first album since Hail to the Thief, which was released in 2003, after which the band's contract with EMI Capitol Records expired. It's likely that many of its millions of diehard fans will be unable to resist buying the box set, which will be available in December, while Radiohead will not be required to share its profits with either a record label or shops. Radiohead could even benefit from those who ignore the box set and choose to pay nothing to download the album from Radiohead's online shop. They will be required to register their details and therefore become targets for future marketing campaigns.
Hmm.
Free albums also drive demand for live tours, which translate into pound signs for the artists behind them. A great example of this is Prince, who in July gave away his album 3121 for free in the United Kingdom through the Daily Mail. So he actually gave away a CD in a newspaper.
Hmm.
And he subsequently announced 21 tour dates in London, all of which sold out. Radiohead has the financial welly and is sufficiently well-known to be confident enough that the move is a risk worth taking, but it might also become an answer for those lesser-known bands that struggle to be signed by a record label or are reluctant to share their profits.
You know what's fascinating is if you look at the history of music, you see some of the large swing bands like the Benny Goodman Band and those guys. After a while, they couldn't afford to go out on tour anymore because they had, 20, 30 members. When electric bands came around, there was a changeover. Those guys could go out. You look at certain bands like XTC, Andy Partridge doesn't perform live. They're going to have to figure out a different way to be able to handle their profession.
800-259-9231, and they are. In fact, they have to. Either figure it out or you die. More coming up.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president. A serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage. If you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple. More of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN program. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.